Whoa, what the heck? I looked down and saw a thick red liquid splattered across the wood floor. The blood drained from my face as I realized that blood was precisely what I'd slipped on, and a spine-chilling scream spurted from my lips.
Don't mess with Texas, Magnolia shouted from the second floor, or Gunther's gonna get you.
A stampede ensued on the stairwell, and then my aunt and Gia stormed the room in SWAT stances with a .45 caliber pistol and a curling iron. But that wasn't the scary part. Their faces were smeared with blue and green goo, and they were both camouflaged in black and white footy pajamas. Magnolia was in cow print and Gia was in cheetah, representing the ranch and the grasslands, respectively.
Be forewarned, Gia brandished the curling iron like a cattle prod. This baby's hot.
I flattened against the door.
Who are you talking to? This Gunther guy?
Gunther's your aunt's gun. She put a hand on her hip. I was talking to Jade's killer. I looked from side to side.
The killer's here?
Magnolia straightened and lowered Gunther.
Well, isn't that why you were hollering?
I was hollering about the floor. I pointed to the gore.
It's all right, Gunther,
Magnolia muttered, talking to her gun like she did Barry. Then she decocked it and slipped it into the holster strapped to her thigh.
I know your generation doesn't cook, Cassidy Lee, but don't tell me you've never seen cow's blood before.
Relief filled my limbs, but rage replaced it.
Okay, Thelma and Louise, does one of you want to tell me what's going on, starting with the weaponry and the war paint?
One sec. Gia started up the stairs. There's something you need to see. Magnolia put her hand on my back and steered me to the table.
Don't panic now.
I flopped into a chair. I think I already have. It all started after Gia and I put on our hydrating masks. She fidgeted with the hot pink hairnet covering her hive.
I came downstairs to put the brisket on the grill, and when I opened the door, I dropped it.
Why didn't you clean up the mess? I stared at the scene of the supposed slaughter.
We had a communication.
My aunt was as serious as the business end of her 45.
From Jade's killer.
My head spun around like Linda Blair's in The Exorcist.
What? When?
A few minutes ago. Gia entered the room. When Magnolia opened the door, she found this note. She passed me a clear plastic bag containing a pale gray piece of paper with a printed message. I read the words, but I couldn't process them. This is what happens when you don't let sleeping dogs lie. Release my name, and the next salon murder will be yours.
The next salon murder? Me?
My arm fell to my side like a dropped brisket.
What does this mean?
I croaked, my throat sore from the scream.
How are we involved in this?
Beats me, sweet pea, Magnolia clucked. I tried to contact Barry about it, but he's not making any sense.
Imagine that.
Gia shot me a stressed look. I couldn't tell whether she was tense about the note or about Barry, but I had a feeling it was the latter. My aunt gave a sad shake of her hived head.
Normally, Barry doesn't beat around the bush, but this time I can't make hide nor hair of what he's saying. He just keeps mentioning his 1976 hit, Weekend in New England.
Well, it is Hanukkah, Gia reminded in a droll tone. And Barry's Jewish. Maybe he's trying to tell you he's on vacation.
In no mood for jokes, I glanced again at the note. But what does Jade's death have to do with us? And what's this part about releasing a name? Gia exchanged a look with Magnolia.
We were talking about that when you came in, and the only thing we could come up with are the six names on that page of Vinny's client list.
She produced a sheet of white copy paper and pushed it toward me.
The one the thief left behind.
I stared at her, stunned. If the note was genuine, then the person who'd sabotaged the sleigh and stole the client list from Gia's closet was Jade Lou's killer.